Masechet Menachot Perek Yod Mishnah Tet. Other situations where hadash grain is allowed to be harvested before the Omer. Mishnah says, Kotzrin mipnei hanetiot. You're allowed to harvest grain because of young trees that grow near this grain, and this type of these young trees would be damaged by unharvested grain. If there's a grain over here that's near trees, the grain itself is considered to be of inferior quality. And therefore, you're allowed to harvest it in order to make, because unfit for the Omer as it is. The rabbis normally would say that you're not allowed to harvest any grain before the Omer because they're nervous that the people would eventually eat it. Here, they allowed and they made an exception to the rule because plants cause damage to the young trees that were growing near them. Mipene bet ha'avel. You're allowed to harvest grain because of a house of mourning, to make room for those who were comforting and being menachem avelim, to the mourners. And they also wanted to say the mourner's blessings. Harvesting before the omen is permitted for the sake of this mitzvah, the first meal that a mourner eats after lo alenu, the burial of a family member, was served in an open area where the friends and the relatives would gather and they would say a special beracha to serve as condolences for the person who was sitting shiva. We don't do this nowadays. But if there wasn't enough room in that spot to have everyone gather over there, they were allowed to harvest grain to make more room, even though the omer wasn't yet harvested. The Torah tells us that the omer barley has to be from the first harvest. We learn from here that harvesting before the omer is permitted for a mitzvah, even though you're not allowed to do it for your own personal needs. Mipene bitul bet hamidrash. Also, you're allowed to harvest grain to avoid people who are going to neglect their Torah learning. When the study hall becomes too crowded, you're allowed to harvest grain to make room for more seating. If the bet midrash was full, they would cut down the grain that was growing outside and they would learn over there. This was done for Talmud Torah, for the sacred mitzvah of Torah learning, so therefore it was allowed before the barley was harvested for the omen. Lo ya'ase otan kerichot. The stalks of grain are allowed to be harvested before the omen in those cases, but you're not allowed to turn them into bundles. You're not allowed to do that. Aval manihan sevatim, but you leave them in untied piles. The rabbis allowed you to harvest the grain to protect those trees, or for the house of mourning, or for the Talmud Torah, for the learning, but they never allowed the people to tie them into bundles. The rabbis were nervous that if the workers handled the grain over here in a very close manner, bundling them up, then it was likely that they were going to eat some of it because they were working with it, so they would eventually just take a bite. So therefore, the rabbis made a decree that they have to be left in piles, untied, to minimize the amount of handling that they have of the grain. Mitzvah ha'omed lavo min hakama. Other details that come for the mitzvah of the omed. To fulfill the mitzvah of the omed, the right way to do it is it should be bought from standing grain that was attached to the ground and that's cut specifically lechem mitzvah, for the purpose of the mitzvah of the omed. Lo matzah, but if a person didn't find standing grain before Pesach, it was all harvested already. Yavi min ha'omarim. They're allowed to bring the offering from the bundles of grain stalks that were harvested without the proper intentions. Mitzvato lavo min halach. The mitzvah of the omed to be done properly. The person who's bringing the offering should be brought from moist kernels of freshness. Lo matzah. Yavi min hayavesh. If they didn't find that moist, fresh grain, they're allowed to bring from dried out grain as well. Mitzvato liksor balayla, the mitzvah of the omer. The best way to do it is to cut the barley, to harvest it at nighttime of the 16th of Nisan, even though it's not offered until the next morning. Niksad bayom kasher, but if it was harvested on the day of the 16th rather than the previous night, the korban is valid. Vedohe et ha-shabbat, and the offering of the omer overrides the Shabbat, as we elaborated on in earlier Mishnayot.